This is Tatenda Gumbo. Here are the Studio 7 headlines from Monday, May 2nd, 2016. Some Zimbabwean women who were abused in Kuwait and returned home on Saturday have been reunited with their families. Zimbabweans have castigated the government for failing to provide jobs and protect its people, saying this has forced some of them to go to several countries to seek greener pastures where they sometimes work in horrendous conditions, like the 32 women who just returned home from Kuwait on Saturday. Zimbabweans commemorated Workers' Day today amid concerns that the country's declining economy will force most workers to live from hand to mouth. The cash crisis worsens with large numbers of people camping outside banks in an attempt to get money for day-to-day activities. And Dynamos bite the dust once again. Will embattled coach Paulo Jorge Silva survive the chop? Stay tuned for these stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on 909 Medium Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on www.channelzim.net. Please check us out on Facebook, WhatsApp, and Twitter. This evening on Live Talk, our hosts Gibbs Dube and Blessing Zulu will be talking with listeners and experts about Workers' Day. Participate by sending your messages on our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. You can also post your comments on our Facebook wall or send us your number so we can call you back. The number again, 001-202-465-0318. Stay tuned.